in this episode of the Medical Idiots Podcast.
Like, are you aware of where you are right now and what it means?
I do not, like, realize sometimes, like, when I'm doing that.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the official first episode of the Medical Idiots Podcast, where we, four self-proclaimed idiots, will be discussing a variety of topics, including medicine and the student life and everything around it. Let's start with an introduction round. My name's Tymon, second-year medical student, and I am from the Netherlands.
So, my name is Shresh, the one who never knows best. And so I'm an Indian who's been raised by the streets of Rotterdam, also a second year medical student.
My name is Lars, second year med student, homegrown at Limburg, the Netherlands, from a small village.
My name's Karin, my favorite color is blue.
Wow, that says a lot about you, man.
My name's Karin.
All right.
Yeah, so our first episode is about the road to med school, and we're gonna be discussing what it looks like for everyone. So, start us off, man. How did it go for you?
Why you gotta meet me first?
Get to my left.
Okay, we're going clockwise. All right. So for me, where do you want me to start? From first exposure.
When your mom pushed you out of like. When you left the hospital. As a baby.
Yeah, and then
All right. So actually, interesting enough, before I got to setting my eyes on medicine, or even being a doctor or a clinician, whatever you want to call it, I was actually interested in being a chef first, followed by being an architect, and somewhere along the way, during my adolescence, I was fixed on medicine.
You really want to be a chef?
Yeah. Chef. You can't tell from the cooking skills.
Braised.
I can throw down.
You're chicken.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah. So I got first exposure there. On my mom's side of my family, everybody is practically a doctor somehow, some way. So you know, you could say there's influence there. Probably indirect. I wouldn't say I was directly influenced by it, but it's cool that there are a lot of people who I can refer to, look up to in that sense. And I think, honestly, just as far as it involves taking a bachelor course or any study, I don't really see myself doing anything else, given that medicine is such a cool field. And dope study.
Right. So for me, like, it actually started in the hospital. Because, like, I was born 8 weeks early.
Whoa,
so, like,
come on.
Straight on from birth, I was like, stay in the hospital, be where I want to be. But actually, like, for a really long time, I wanted to join the army. Like, ever since, like, what is lower school? Like,
primary school.
Primary school. Oh, first, I wanted to be in, like, in fighter pilot. Like, back at that time, there was still, like, F-16. Now it's the F-35, I think. And after that, I wanted to become a, like, chemist, some kind of, like, industrial chemistry. Really found that interesting. And after that, it was medicine or a, like, biomedical scientist doing research into the field of basically the human body. That was really interesting. But yeah, that, like, I went to a few, like, open days where I, like, really came into contact with medicine. And then I was asked the question by myself, so what do you want to do? And then I found out that working with people, as well as combining that with the, like, study of the human body, was really interesting.
Yeah, for me it was kind of different. Like, when I was really young, what I really wanted to do was zoology. And I used to watch
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's a movie, right?
No, man.
Wait, what?
Zoology, yeah. Just
zoology is like the study of animals and stuff. Because I used to watch a lot of, like, Steve Irwin and that stuff.
You think about Night at the Zoo.
Night at the Museum. Or Jumanji.
Man's thinking about
zoology,
Zootopia.
That's it. That's what I was thinking of.
Man thought
I wanted to
Fox.
Study Zootopia. Yeah.
Zootropolis.
Right,
but no, that was it for a long time. And then I got interested into working for the UN as, like, a diplomat or something. And I was actually really into that for a solid 3-4 years. And then...
yeah, good pictures on your Instagram. About
yeah,
that.
Very good pictures on my Instagram. Check it out. Anyway.
Shameless self-promotion shame, right here.
Shame,
but all right.
Shameless.
But yeah, so we had the opportunity at school to go to the UN, like in Geneva. And I thought, yo, this is sick. I can go there, see what it's actually like. And I got there. And we were doing a conference there, like with us. But then there was also the real UN going on. And we managed to sit in one of the committees, and it was honestly the most boring experience of my life. The thing is, there were so many people discussing such interesting things, but no one was really saying shit. Like, it was all, like, diplomatic and stuff, and I really did not picture myself in an environment like that.
Man roasting and, the UN, what the fuck?
And throughout shit. My, yeah, me, like, discovering what I wanted to do, I have a family full of doctors, and... they were not very subtly asking me, like, yo, don't you want to do medicine? And I always really resisted this. But then at a certain point, I think they finally got to me. And I really, yeah, it's the only thing I can think of doing right now. And yeah.
So even if you do have Indian heritage, even though there isn't a direct influence, there is an indirect influence.
Wait a second. So both your families actually have, like, physicians or
yeah,
doctors?
Man. Yeah. So on my dad's side, there's
yours doesn't.
No, mine doesn't.
Yeah, you... I'm also the first.
Oh, so we are both actually the first going into medicine.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, yeah, for me, it's quite similar to Lars. I was also born premature, and that's when I knew... No, that's not when I knew.
Like if...
For, like, my first couple years, I wanted to be an actor.
Ooh.
So I would be like drama kid, you know?
Well, still all, but all right.
What?
Still all the drama kid, but all right.
No, but basically, I also wanted to go to, like, theater school, but then my parents stepped in. I was like, okay, that's going too far. All right, you need a real job. It's like, you can do it as a hobby, but, you know, we'd like you to grow up and make normal amount of money.
Dude, my parents already, like, crushed that dream, like, before even.
And no, what so... if you would have become a Hollywood actor? Who knows?
Yeah, no, but they were like, yeah, I think it's great that you're really into that. But
I could see time in the next Star Wars, to be honest.
Yeah, but, like, what is it, like, skinny Jabba the Hutt?
There's Jabba the Hutt on a diet, yeah.
No, but basically, they were just saying, yeah, it's fine for you to like that, it's going to be really difficult, and it's not a secure place, you know, but, to get a job later.
So, till what age did you, like, what age were you when you
so, like,
started there?
I think it was 13, because that's when I was like, I want to go there.
I mean, I hate to break it to you, but I feel like until you were 13, your parents had hope. Then they saw you, and then they're like, no, this kid ain't got it.
I was a tree in the school production. I had
it. Man had them credentials.
I was a Democrat.
He had Hollywood dreams.
No, but yeah, so basically after that, I didn't really know what I was doing. And since I moved around a lot, and I was in a lot of different schools, I eventually got really into science. And then later on, it was also discussion, do I want to go into research or just, or do medicine? And then I realized that I really do need people contact, and meeting new people and interacting with them is very important to me. So that's why I thought, yeah, I got to do medicine. This is for me. So, and so far, it's pretty good.
Great. So far, so good.
Yeah, we're only second year, so...
Yeah, we still have...
Yeah, so we're gonna be, like, on a f***ing high horse here. Like, yeah, we're doing medicine.
There's a lot of catastrophe to come.
Yeah. I think it's gonna get...
Like, let's get into the subject. Like, what your parents... So, you were a little bit pushed by your parents.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. You were as well.
Somewhat.
In a science direction. Me as well. I don't know about your parents.
I was not pushed at all. My mom, in fact, because my uncle, so my mom's brother, she saw him go through, like... everything firsthand, and she was like, I do not want you to do anything like that unless you're sure of it. So, you know, I had to expose myself for different internships and different experiences, whatever, just to see what it's like. And yeah, it's pretty tough workload, so they didn't force me at all. They were like, do something that's easier.
No, but like, honestly, my parents, they didn't push me to it. They were really proud once I got in, and they were very happy that I was doing it, but yeah, they didn't like specifically push me towards it, but they really thought it would suit me. But you know, I don't have any medics in my family to compare it to, so it's really from an outside perspective.
Yeah, I also had the same, like, they were sort of, yeah, they were definitely pushing me. But then when I said, like, yo, I actually want to do this, they were like, oh, hold on a minute. Like, wait up. And then I did an internship in a hospital. And I think that's really important for medical students. And if you want to pursue this, you need to actually see what it's like. Because if you just, like, read about what being a med student is like, it's not enough. You need to go to a hospital, experience it for yourself.
Yeah. You got to be able to see what the end result can be.
Yeah,
but not limit you to.
Also, yeah. Also, like, it's very important that you, like, understand what you're going to do, because, like, the medical student on YouTube and Instagram, that is not what medical students.
I think those guys also just sell out at one point to different sponsors, and like, you don't really. They kind of forget why they were into it in the whole place.
So, are we ruining sponsorships, like, for this podcast already? In the
absolutely not.
Sponsor us.
All right. No, but what I wanted to go into, so. Are you, like, thankful that your parents pushed you in, or pushed you, like, suggested another direction to you? Because I am thankful that they did that.
What, for me, for my, you know, for my acting
drama career, yeah.
Yeah, I am, because I'm enjoying it so far, and yeah, it is something I'm good at the moment. And I think acting, as much as I like it, I feel like if you're doing that in a lot of stressed environment, I think it might take away some of the, you know, the initial joy you had from it. While, you know, in medicine, you're constantly pushing yourself and having to, you're learning new stuff. So it's not like it's static. So I don't know, but I think in the end it was for the better. So yeah, I guess I am thankful for my parents.
Damn, what a wholesome episode already.
So wholesome. Sponsor us.
All right, so are we going to get into statements? Like, discuss the...
Oh, yeah, you prepared some statements, right?
I prepared some statements.
Okay,
to, like,
okay.
Get the conversation flowing. So the first statement, I knew that I wanted to get into med school from a young age. We briefly tapped onto this.
Yeah, you did.
Right, so how old were you when you knew you wanted to get into med school?
I'd say for me it was when I had to do my, like, in Netherlands you obviously have your profiel skiezing. Yeah. So we had something similar where we had to kind of narrow our subjects down. So I'd say at that point I was about 15, 16, when I was like, okay, I have to kind of shift my profile in a certain direction. Not saying that I couldn't do, like, I had a pretty good spread, so I could have done really anything in case everything went wrong, you know, on my way to medicine. But yeah, I'd say around 15, 16, I had my eyes set on getting in.
Yeah, for me, my real wake-up call for, like, choosing between, you know, going into research or whatever, or becoming a doctor, was I did some work experience at disabled children's home. And yeah, you really get a different perspective on what patients are and what disability is. And you'll be facing that a lot, I guess, in medicine as well. So that's when I realized, like, okay, I want this interaction because it brings me a lot of joy. So yeah, and that was around 16 as well.
Aww. Aww. That's a good doctor or a good medical prospect right there.
Good origin story.
In good hands.
Yeah, I think for me it was actually, yeah, similar to Shrestin time. It was around the age of like 16. And we had to choose our subjects, and we had like the head teacher come in like, yo, you guys need to choose your subjects. You have a lot of time, but if you want to do medicine, you need to choose now. And that's when I started thinking, like, do I want to do medicine? is this what I want to do? And then, I thought about it a lot. And I thought, you know what, I'll just choose these subjects anyway. And if I want to change, I'll change. And then I looked more into it, went on internships. And then I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. Yeah.
So you were also 16.
Yeah.
So I actually, like, I was really in doubt between biomedical and medicine.
You chose right.
Up until the moment that I got accepted into medicine. After I got accepted into medicine, I was like, okay, then I'll just... Because I was so happy with studying medicine that I was like, okay, so this is definitely what I want to do. So yeah. I was like... Was I 18? Yeah, I turned 18 in my first year. No, I turned 18. I was 18 back then. But I was first exposed to like the healthcare. I started working in like an elderly home for people with dementia. So that was the first time I was exposed to like healthcare, and that it's fun, but it's not necessarily always fun.
Yeah.
Like it can be a tough job sometimes, I think.
See, I think that's also a thing that you had an advantage over me applying. Like, I only got to really see, I did get to see the busy part of medicine, but I didn't get to see like the negative part, if you would. So I got to see the good stuff. And when I was reading online, like, oh yeah, you see a lot of grief. You can, there'll be bad times as well. Like, it won't all just be an uphill kind of journey, so to speak. So I think you have an advantage in that. Do you think, though, that, like, why would you want to choose biomed in the first place?
For the research. I really like doing research. Like, going into, like, the very basics of the thing that you're studying. And yeah, biomed focuses, for example, like on the human body and then the study of the human body on a molecular level, which is something that I was really interested in.
Yeah, it is the backbone of medicine.
Yeah, basically.
And then my next question would be that, are you aware of like the stigma or like really just how hard people really do try to get into medicine? And so people really like try to get, like me, obviously, I'll be honest, I didn't get in my first time, not for this university, but just in my first attempt. And so I was aware of like the pressure that like some people face. Like, there are people out there who wait like 10 years, I know, in Germany to match in. So how did it feel getting in the first time?
So that's what you want. Oh, okay. So
for you two guys, like,
how did it feel getting in the first
time? Or like, are you aware of where you are right now and what it means?
I do like realize sometimes, like when I'm thinking about, okay, so what I'm actually doing is something that a lot of people aspire to do, like really a lot of people, like even if they don't, like don't have the right educational background or anything, they aspire to be something that I am currently trying to be, and actually have an opportunity to be, which is something that I'm very grateful for. But also like keeps me on track that, like the things that I want to achieve, they come at a price. And in the price that you pay in like hard work, studying, everything, very motivational and everything. But so yeah, I do think that sometimes when I think about it, I'm grateful that.
And the fact that you might have blocked off somebody who was probably going to be a better doctor. Because I think about that all the time. Like,
really?
Yeah,
really?
Man, there must be so many people who just don't get the chance to get in. Like, and we're here, and they are probably just like somebody who...
So can you imagine, like, up until a few years ago, there was actually no selection, but you were just like, it was a just lottery, based on chance. Yeah.
Which is insane. That's because, insane. Like, in the end, I think for right now, at least the bachelor, it's really based on motivation. So if you want it, you'll learn it, and you'll do it. But, like, if you're not that motivated, but you're, like, a genius, you might pass, but it's going to be more difficult, I think, later on, because it's you're in it for the long term.
But you could argue, if I may interrupt, that lottery system had its props and had its benefits, because as far as I remember, if you had like an average grade more than 8 out of 10 or something, you automatically kind of matched into wherever you wanted. But if you were underneath an 8, then you'd get put into a lottery program. Whereas on our side, technically, you have somebody who's judging something that is quite subjective. Objectively.
Yeah. I guess it's... Yeah. Yeah, it's difficult from...
And also, I feel like, considering how vague medical entrance is for us and how, like, the exams aren't something you can prepare for, people who...
What do you guys look for?
So, I think we're going to have a later episode on, like, the entrance, like, into different universities and styles of entrance exams. But I do think that, like, from all the universities that I know of, So how would you argue that a lottery system is more fair?
Because, like, I didn't say that. I said that the lottery system, I think, had its benefits. Like, obviously,
I think both have
have their benefits. Both have their drawbacks.
Yeah, I think selection has more.
Yeah, if I were to pick somebody, I'd rather select them than. Yeah.
The thing is, each uni has its own criteria.
Yeah.
So really, like, some unis look a lot at grades, while others have their own. Specific requirements for their own assignments. In the UK, it's very grade-based, and then also additional assignments on top. In the Netherlands, it varies per uni. And then in Belgium, I think it's standardized.
That's all that Belgium one exam, is, right? Belgium is like a battlefield. Like,
yeah, it's absolutely crazy.
It's Belgium. Like that huge auditorium with like hundreds of students.
Yeah, and they just and like, you have to prep.
Make tests and everything, yeah. Like, I knew a girl that was that also applied to medicine the same year we applied, basically. Mm-hmm. And she didn't get in, so she then applied in Belgium for the next year. So she went to I think, Leuven every week on Sunday for like a whole day of classes to prep her for the entrance exam.
Well, if you have a gap year, then that's what I expect you to do,
yeah,
right?
Still, that's insane.
That's, yeah,
well, how bad do you want it?
True, yeah, definitely true. How bad do you want it?
Which is also a risky thing, because you really got to know how bad you want to want something.
Yeah, it's like, there's also, like, weird backup strategies. Like, I know, like, some people, if they don't get in to, like, the UK or the Netherlands or whatever their first choice was, they'll go somewhere with, like, low entry requirements.
For example, we had a kid in our year last year who recently moved to Berlin to study medicine there. Like, he studied for 2 years in Slovenia, Croatia, because like in Germany he couldn't get in, so he moved to
Germany's also insane.
Yeah, so he moved there, did that 2 years of medicine, went to Maastricht, and then applied again in Berlin the next year, and then actually got it in Berlin.
That's insane.
Insane move on, but all right. Let's get to the next statement.
Well, if we're... Honestly, if you're still on the road to medicine, which is the purpose of this first pilot podcast, how much of school do you think reflects the things you got to do and learn in medicine? Because I know that, you know, everybody here was like, yeah, I was like, I got a good grade on biology, but it's really not the same.
I think, like, high school subjects, very controversial opinion here. High school subjects are really important, not for knowing how to calculate the top of a parabola, but to know, just, like, basic knowledge that you have a backbone to build on. You need the knowledge on, like, mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology, not just to know specific things, but to, like, expand your knowledge on a later phase, which is university, basically.
Look, what I think is important that I learn in high school...
What? I did that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll keep it in.
Wait. Yeah. No, what oink, I... Oink. I the pig.
No, like, basically, I did the International Baccalaureate. And
Shresh almost drowned in his water bottle, but alright.
Bruh, how small is Shresh?
He ain't tall.
Short king. Represent. No, but yeah, I did the International Baccalaureate, and honestly, I thought the end of that program was harder than the first year of medicine. So what that taught me, not the knowledge you learn, you'll learn, but it's just how you plan around having a lot of information. Because that's what medicine is, it's just a lot of info all the time. And IB is very similar, but then in a variety of subjects. So it really kind of forces you how to plan.
Yeah, one thing I learned in medicine, and some other professors have also told me the same, is that you don't need to be smart to be a doctor. Like, you really don't. You just need to remember a lot of shit. You have a good memory, you'll be fine.
Well, it's not really true. You don't have to be smart. I think it's a lot of problem solving. It's false. Like, if you say we are not smart, I think that's not true. That's
we're just idiots.
We're idiots.
Poor medical idiots.
But I do think you need like a general basis at which you can like fall back on.
Also, maybe it is to do with how well you can learn to study and like amass a lot of information. Because if you think about it, how much chemistry do you think we need to do?
Well, it depends.
Well, how much chemistry have we done?
Very little.
We have very little. But you need, like, for example, you don't need to know chemistry. But we didn't do specific chemistry, but we, for example, we talked about gastric acid secretion.
Yeah, so basically... I read somewhere when you are applying for UK and all, they put a really heavy emphasis on chemistry.
Yep.
And the reason they do that is because chemistry, the higher level, is considered like one of the toughest subjects that they offer in that program. And the fact that you can score a good grade on that kind of shows that you're able to understand things and apply them. I think on that same principle... It really just depends on what kind of secondary education you received. But I think it's just, as you said, a backbone. Because none of it really reflects what we truly need to learn. Maybe like one or two chapters.
Yeah.
I think, like, if you're in high school and you're wanting to become, like, a doctor or go into med school, you don't have to excel at everything. Just make sure that you know the basics. Like, know the basic rule. Make sure that you don't have to revisit every time you're talking about, like, pH and everything. You don't have to, like, revisit into your old textbooks to see if, like, what pH is about.
Yeah.
So, Tymon, if pH goes up, acid goes...
down.
Yeah!
That's my boy!
And that's IB higher chem for you.
So, wait, just for reference, Shresh, Tymon, and Karan, you all tweeted IB?
C.
Yep.
And you did Fabio.
Fabio. So I did the Dutch Central Central exam.
Yeah, I did Fabio physics, but then for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So then on to the next statement. I specifically prepared for med school before applying.
I mean, yeah, I did. I mean, in the sense that I really tried to like educate myself on what med school is and what's expected of me. And I looked at the different programs that were offered at different universities, what really fit with me. So similar to Shresh, I also applied to the UK first. And basically, a part of that is you go to interviews at the different universities, and then you also see the different universities. So that was a really great experience, seeing what courses they offered, how it is. And yeah, as I said before, and as we discussed before, it's really important to just know what medicine is and to get a real feel for that. And I would really recommend that.
Bruh, you sound like the back of a brochure
yeah.
of a university.
No, not okay. of a university, but of like the information packets they give you in high school. Yeah. So make sure to look into this, this, this.
So is that a roast or is that exemplary?
both.
Nah.
Both.
God, that was the most generic shit.
No, but like, did you prepare like for like in the entrance? You have to like fill in a portfolio and a curriculum vitae and shit. Did you like...
Oh, yeah, ethics in my CV. Yeah, of course.
On to the next subject, then. I have considered dropping out of med school since the start.
Nope. I wouldn't say so. I don't know.
I also have not. I simply cannot imagine all of the debt and the age I would be at. And I would be, like, clueless, essentially.
I mean, to be fair, bro, we could probably get a bachelor's and master's in something else. At the same age as we would medicine. If we dropped out now.
Have you ever thought of...
No, I have not dropped out.
Okay, me neither.
I've only thought about dropping out, you know, for my acting career. Because when I land that Marvel part, as skinny Jabba the Hutt, you know, maybe I don't have time for medicine.
Maybe you won't.
Maybe you won't. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll never know, I guess. Oh, Disney, if you're looking for like a new character, like hit him up.
And Jabba the Hutt's son.
You know, in the Clone Wars, they have like this little kid, right?
This little.
They have like the little.
The baby Jabba in the
baby
Clone
Jabba,
Wars.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, what's up? I am teenage Jabba.
Right.
No, actually, let's not do that.
No, I don't think.
All right. Did you have a
Jabba
plan?
In high school?
Oh my god.
Did you guys have plan B in case you didn't get into medicine? I guess we kind of already spoke about, or I did, about what else I could have been, but what was your plan B, realistically speaking?
Drunk, no. I was also looking into biomed.
So yeah, I had biomedical sciences and ITM, and then I was accepted into biomedical sciences because you basically don't have to do anything, you have to do like a profile thing. I got accepted after that. I got accepted in that, and then after that I got accepted into medicine, and that was it.
Yeah, actually, similar to Shresh, I actually lived through my plan B for a short period of time, and it just wasn't it. And then I had a plan C as well, in case I didn't get into medicine the second time, and that was law. But that was more because of my previous interest in like diplomacy and stuff, but in the end I'm really happy I didn't do that. And
all right, so last question, one tip you guys have for like the people wanting to become doctors,
for the kids
get into med school, people listening this, hopefully listening this. The audience.
It's just gonna be my mom.
Okay.
Hi, time is mom.
One tip you have. All right, Taman, one tip you have.
Make sure you get, like, you build a CV and, you know, get some work experience, whether that's just, you know, going into a people's, old people's home or, like, a disabled home. Anything like that will really help.
Time is not suggesting breaking into an old person's home.
Actually helping them, like, working them. Yeah. I trust you got one?
Yeah, what I mean is
breaking in and stealing their shit.
This is my tip for getting into medicine.
All right, yeah.
Karan, you spit one.
My honest tip is, like, how about I target the people who don't get in the first time? Okay. So if you don't get in the first time and you still want to do it, just apply again. Because I think in general, the selection procedures for universities are pretty vague. And just because you don't get in the first time doesn't mean you won't get in the second time. So if it's really what you want to do, try again. Always have a plan B. Because as we talked about before, it is really hard to get in and a lot of people don't get in, but there's still a lot of things you can do in medicine without actually studying medicine. And there's a lot of different paths you can take to achieve what you want to achieve without necessarily going through the same specific program. And medicine is just one part of the whole medical field. I really do sound like a brochure, don't I?
Yeah. All right, I'll go first. Definitely agree with Diamond, build a CV. Also, if you're building a CV, make sure you spend a lot of time on a few projects instead of spending little time on many projects, like really deepening your knowledge in a specific field. If you want to work in healthcare, make sure you actually like have some experience in it before applying to medicine, because it can be very different than you think it's going to be.
Okay, I guess my tip could be a little different than everybody else. I would say don't do too much. Keep your focus is fixed to a couple of things and really, as Lars said, dive into them. And I think you'll be all right, basically, because most of these selection procedures are very, very subjective. So yeah. One time it might work, one time it might not, but just send the application in anyways.
All right, this was it for our first episode. I certainly enjoyed it. It was a fun time recording this.
Yeah, me too, man.
I'm kind of worried. I was like chewing gum the whole time, and I think I was too close to the mic. But we'll figure that out.
Yeah, Shreds as well. So. Yeah, we'll just figure that out.
But I closed my mouth while chewing.
Man's decent. All right, we hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to check out our socials. They'll be in the description.
Our socials.
So Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
We've done it all.
Taman, is that your OnlyFans I see there?
You know it is. For sure, the podcast. That's where you can find them.
All right. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Bye.
Peace out. Thank you.